Chapter 35. Ah, you're a clever one, my dear. The sharpest girl I ever saw. Apostrophe said the Jew, patting her on the neck. It was about Oliver I was going to speak, sure enough. Ha, ha, ha. Apostrophe, what about him? Apostrophe, apostrophe, demanded Sykes. He's the boy for you, my dear, apostrophe replied the Jew in a hoarse whisper, laying his finger on the side of his nose, and grinning frightfully. He, apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed. Sykes. Have him, Bill. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Nancy. I would, if I was in your place. He mayn't be so much up as any of the others, but that's not what you want if he's only to open a door for you. Depend upon it, he's a safe one, Bill. Apostrophe, I know he is, apostrophe, rejoined Fagin. He's been in good training these last few weeks, and it's time he began to work for his bread. Besides, the others are all too big. Apostrophe, well, he is just the size I want, apostrophe, said Mr. Sykes, ruminating. And we'll do everything you want, Bill, my dear, apostrophe, interposed the Jew. He can't help himself. That is, if you frighten him enough. Apostrophe, frighten him. Apostrophe, apostrophe, echoed Sykes. It'll be no sham frightening, mind you. If there's anything queer about him, when we once get into the work, in for a penny, in for a pound. You won't see him alive again, Fagin. Think of that, before you send him. Mark my words. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the robber, poising a crowbar, which he had drawn from under the bedstead. I've thought of it all, apostrophe, said the Jew with energy. I've had my eye upon him, my dears, close, close. Once let him feel that he is one of us, once fill his mind with the idea that he has been a thief, and he's ours. Ours for his life. Oh, oh. It couldn't have come about better. The old man crossed his arms upon his breast, and, drawing his head and shoulders into a heap, literally hugged himself for joy. Ours. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Sykes. Yours, you mean. Apostrophe, perhaps I do, my dear, apostrophe, said the Jew, with a shrill chuckle. Mine, if you like, Bill. Apostrophe, and what, apostrophe, said Sykes, scowling fiercely on his agreeable friend, what makes you take so much pains about one chalk-faced kid, when you know there are 50 boys snoozing about Common Garden every night, as you might pick and choose from? Apostrophe, apostrophe, because they're of no use to me, my dear, apostrophe, replied the Jew, with some confusion, not worth the taking. Their looks convict them when they get into trouble, and I lose them all. With this boy, properly managed, my dears, I could do what I couldn't with 20 of them. Besides, apostrophe, said the Jew, recovering his self-possession, he has us now, if he could only give us leg bail again, and he must be in the same boat with us. Never mind how he came there, it's quite enough for my power over him that he was in a robbery. That's all I want. Now, how much better this is than being obliged to put the poor little boy out of the way, which would be dangerous, and we should lose by it besides. Apostrophe, when is it to be done? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Nancy, stopping some turbulent exclamation on the part of Mr. Sykes, expressive of the disgust with which he received Fagin's affectation of humanity. Ah, to be sure, apostrophe, said the Jew. When is it to be done, Bill? Apostrophe, I planned with Toby, the night arter tomorrow, apostrophe, rejoined Sykes in a surly voice, if he heard nothing from me to the contrary. Apostrophe, good, apostrophe, said the Jew, there's no moon. Apostrophe, no, apostrophe, rejoined Sykes. It's all arranged about bringing off the swag, is it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked the Jew. Sykes nodded. And about apostrophe, oh, ah, it's all planned, apostrophe, rejoined Sykes, interrupting him. Never mind particulars. You'd better bring the boy here tomorrow night. I shall get off the stone an hour after daybreak. Then you hold your tongue, and keep the melting pot ready, and that's all you'll have to do. apostrophe, after some discussion, in which all three took an active part, it was decided that Nancy should repair to the Jews next evening, when the night had set in, and bring Oliver away with her. Fagin craftily observing that, if he evinced any disinclination to the task, he would be more willing to accompany the girl who had so recently interfered in his behalf than anybody else. It was also solemnly arranged that poor Oliver should, for the purposes of the contemplated expedition, be unreservedly consigned to the care and custody of Mr. William Sykes, and further, that the said Sykes should deal with him as he thought fit, and should not be held responsible by the Jew for any mischance or evil that might be necessary to visit him. It being understood that, to render the compact in this respect binding, any representations made by Mr. Sykes on his return should be required to be confirmed and corroborated, in all important particulars, by the testimony of Flash Toby Crackett. These preliminaries adjusted, Mr. Sykes proceeded to drink brandy at a furious rate, and to flourish the crowbar in an alarming manner, yelling forth, at the same time, most unmusical snatches of song, mingled with wild execrations. At length, in a fit of professional enthusiasm, he insisted upon producing his box of housebreaking tools, which he had no sooner stumbled in with, and opened for the purpose of explaining the nature and properties of the various implements it contained, and the peculiar beauties of their construction, than he fell over the box upon the floor, and went to sleep where he fell. "Good night, Nancy," apostrophe said the Jew, muffling himself up as before. "Good night," apostrophe, their eyes met, and the Jew scrutinized her, narrowly. There was no flinching about the girl. She was as true and earnest in the matter as Toby Crackett himself could be. The Jew again bade her good night, and, bestowing a sly kick upon the prostrate form of Mr. Sykes, while her back was turned, groped downstairs. All was the way. Apostrophe, apostrophe, muttered the Jew to himself as he turned homeward. The worst of these women is, that a very little thing serves to call up some long-forgotten feeling, and, the best of them is, that it never lasts. Ha! Ha! The man against the child, for a bag of gold! Apostrophe, apostrophe, beguiling the time with these pleasant reflections, Mr. Fagin wended his way, through mud and mire, to his gloomy abode, where the Dodger was sitting up, impatiently awaiting his return. "Is Oliver abed? I want to speak to him," apostrophe was his first remark as they descended the stairs. "Hours ago," apostrophe replied the Dodger, throwing open a door. "Here he is." Apostrophe, apostrophe, the boy was lying, fast asleep, on a rude bed upon the floor, so pale with anxiety, and sadness, and the closeness of his prison, that he looked like death. Not death as it shows in shroud and coffin, but in the guise it wears, when life has just departed, when a young and gentle spirit has, but an instant, fled to heaven, and the gross air of the world has not had time to breathe upon the changing dust it hallowed. "Not now," apostrophe said the Jew, turning softly away. "Tomorrow. Tomorrow." Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.